Focus on flowers. Some cooks with flair use flowers to garnish as well as to flavor dishes. However, it is wise to check a reliable source to make sure a flower is edible and is free of chemicals before combining it with food. Donna Frawley, in her cookbook, advises that the botanical, not the common name, should always be used by cooks checking which flowers are safe to eat. The Romans used lavender, mallows, roses, and violets in their cooking, and Shakespeare referred to the culinary use of honeysuckle, marigolds, nasturtiums, and primroses. He also mentioned gillyflowers, which we know as carnations. During the 17th century, flowers were first crystallized in sugar and also used to flavor syrups, jams, jellies, wines, and liqueurs. After the Civil War, a substantial number of Italian immigrants came to America and brought with them many herbs which soon became popular with cooks in this country. Most plants from the Mediterranean region, such as basil, garlic, and oregano, need good drainage and sun to flourish. Oregano has pretty flowers as well as flavorful leaves. If you serve an Italian meal next summer, a few oregano flowers on the plates, as well as in a vase, would be a nice touch. More information about these plants can be found at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on flowers for chefs.